invited into the promised land, into our higher station. It's that they're communicating with us always. So it's essential that we provide for love. It's essential we provide for our holy remembrance. It's essential that we open up our station full blast. Like, imagine you had the radio on in your car and you had it tuned down. So it's nice and low. So even though the vibrations are going out, you're not always necessarily picking it up in an auditory likeness. So in other words, it's there, it's being transmitted. If only you will hear, if only you will pay attention, if only you will learn to provide. So the way we learn how to provide is to touch gold. In other words, to really leave our old station. And our old station is just our mind, just the like continuous thoughts. Do this, do that. Why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? I mean, it's just going back and forth and back and forth. So what we're learning to do is create our own style. So creating our own style is we decide where to stand. We decide to pledge ourselves to our highest right, to our highest authority, to our highest advancement, to our highest acknowledgement, and to continuously witness. Continuously witnesses God, I am self, I am presence, I am here, I'm available, make use of me. Report to me, instruct me, provide for me. So the more that we say so, meaning that like we establish our holy rite of passage, we establish our rightful procession, we're due to arrive always because we want to understand we're set up for success. We're being groomed, we're being assisted, we're being honored. So that honor is extremely important because the ego's like done an amazing job of energetically beating ourselves up. So all of us on some level question ourselves, question who we are because we're in the process of truly understanding. So it's really important that each of us understands that we're entitled, and it's really important that each of us understands that we're continuing to grow large. So when they said the word large, it's like, just imagine your auric field expanding. Just imagine there's like a symphony from fifth dimensional awareness that's like singing you kind music. The more that we understand that we're blossoming. And so when we're blossoming, we're not attending to the past. We're not attending to the mind. We're not attending to the old function or constriction. So it's sort of like someone saying, oh, you can go out and play, but you have to stay within this parameter. You have to stay within this city block or whatever it is. That we're going outside. In other words, we're going exploring. We're assuming our destiny. We're going beyond, what would I say? Like we're going beyond what we can ably assist. So we want to understand that it's our right to go beyond. We want to understand that we've got God, Goddess's good favor, that our I am presence is due to be received. So it's sort of like, I don't know, Uber Eats is on its way. We open the door, we turn on the light, we get prepared. It's like UPS is coming, my favorite goddaughter is coming. So there's sort of like with the visit, there's a rite of passage. In other words, there's an anticipatory glee. There's an excitement. So we really want to feel that. And that's going to give us permission to soar when we understand the upgrade is already in process. So we want to take flight. And taking flight, they're showing me the universe card. It's sort of like we're leaving our old stand. We're leaving our own spot. We're drawing from our new assistance. So when we feel that drawing from a new assistance, there's a hello, there's a high five, there's a nice to see you. There's an opening. There's an opening that we're now able to draw from, that we're now permitted to see. And so when they say permitted, it's not like there's some big parent in the sky saying yay or nay. It's that we have now recognized our divine authority. We have now recognized that we are one and the same. So in other words, all the beautiful masters, all the enlightened ones, they're looking upon us with love because they recognize that we're one in the truth, the same. In other words, we're not impoverished, we're not victims, we're not, you know, just stuck in 3D reality, that we're being assisted at last. So we want to feel that, like almost like you're stepping up on a horse, a bus, you're climbing a mountain, but there's some kind of leverage where it's sort of like one, two, three, here we go. So something where there's like an increase, almost like, how would I say that? Like an elevation. So we're gonna find that elevation complete. In other words, as we trust it, as we respond to it, as we look and see, as we advance, that elevation is already upon us. So in other words, it's like the ladder is being, you know, shimmied down so that we can be entrusted with it, so that we can enjoy the sunshine. So allow yourselves to glow. So when they're saying glow, you want to really feel your energy field and feel the empowerment, feel the light, feel love happening. We want to remember we are love. Isn't this game of dualism, good, bad, right and wrong, kind of silly? Because we're all already straightened. We're all already in heavenly bliss in another future destiny that's soon to arrive. So in other words, it's not future like many, many lifetimes. It's like being offered. It's being carried. It's being welcomed. As we will receive, as we will extend, as we will prioritize. So allow that light to be known. So again, when we open up our field, we feel our light, allow that light to be known, because that light is going to sync with us and carry us onward. So in other words, it's not what we believed about ourselves. It's not about duking it out from yesterday. It's really about accepting God's hand. So when they keep saying God's hand, think of like your I Am presence, your divine self, your higher self, Holy Spirit, like something that's not as, oh my gosh, like it's just way out there. I couldn't possibly imagine. Like something that's sort of like easy peasy, like it's ready in your field. It's ready to be engaged with, it's ready to be entitled, it's ready to be used, it's ready to be acknowledged. So in other words, the more that we can draw from that higher witness, from that holy reservoir of love's extension, we want to remember everything we create, we manifest. It's all being sourced from our consciousness. So when we agree with the consciousness of love, when we agree with our love's holy name, then that's what we create from. So like we're waiting for someone to give us a job or someone, whatever it is, there's nothing out there that's saying yes that we haven't already consented to. In the inverse, it's sort of like the energetic game is for us to say yes, and then we're going to see it in the outer. So this is really allowing love to arrive. So when you allow love to arrive, you want to make a placement for love. So it's not like, well, I'll feel the love when everything works out in my life. It's actually the opposite. I feel the love strongly, and then I magnetize, I pull to me that which is proper. In other words, that which coincides with my true remembrance. So allow yourselves to be given, allow yourselves to be brushstroke. Brushstroke is just light. And so when I'm looking at that brushstroke, it's almost like the angels, you know, like brushing your auric field or brushing your hair with that light. But just imagine it's like energy of light. So when I'm looking at it, it's just sort of like the most luminous occurrence ever. I mean, it's just so bright, it's so heavenly, It's so trustworthy. It's so exciting because when we remember our true function, when we remember our true name, it's like we wake up to God's glory, God being our God self, our I am self. So this is what's being made apparent, and this is what is being made for all to see. So all to see is our own bright eyes, our own wise suggestion, our own assimilation. So it's not what someone else recognizes. When we recognize the same, when we recognize the same. So in other words, we understand, we receive it in consciousness. Then our lives explode, meaning that then we manifest from love's arrival. Then we manifest from that higher association. Then we manifest from love's appeal. So allow this transference of faith to occur. So in other words, it's like when we keep shifting parallel realities, that's how we do it, because we recognize the new approach. So now we understand how purposeful this is, because we're providing ourselves onward. It's sort of like the past is no longer part of our memory. It's no longer part of our landscape because we've chosen higher. So we really want to understand the gift of prophecy, that we're the ones accumulating the merit, that we're the ones accumulating love's exchange, that we're the ones creating that new reality because of that brushstroke. So in other words, because we say yes, because we turn our face to the sunshine. So the sunshine, again, being the outer as well as the inner, but it's not the physical sunshine, even though that's wonderful and marvelous. That's showing us, reminding us of the sunshine within that is soon to be achieved. So we want to remember that light within our heart space, within our higher heart, that is, what would I say, like illuminating, becoming more pervasive, becoming more obvious, becoming more tangible. So we want to remember that we are light. We want to remember that we're moving into an illuminated existence. We're moving into our light bodies. And so the more that we honor love's approach, the more that we honor our own inner spiritual sight, it's like that's what brings forth love's arrival. That's what brings forth our destiny. That's what brings forth our signage within. So again, our signage is that light. And again, it's that testament of good faith. So it's sort of like you're making yourself whole. And so when I receive us, it's like just a tiny little whisper, just a tiny little yes, has a magnetized effect beyond our imagination. Like we can't even begin to understand how crucial or how entitled we are or how capable we are or how incredibly powerful we are as manifestors, that just a little bit of tuning, just a little bit of consent, just a little bit of saying, yes, I can, it's like we open that door widely. So allow yourselves to be received, receive, allow yourselves to be duly noted, allow yourselves to be advanced. So each area of our life is assimilating to love's approach. In other words, the new reality, the new timeline, the new engagement that is now securely in place. So again, we're learning the power of our focus, the power of our intention, the power of the light, the same. Receive, receive, receive. And understanding that we're drawing from this daily. So every day we're operating from our light, we're operating from our proper engagement. And so we're going to have a daily higher intelligence that's going to be guiding us, whether you come on group or something you read or something you suddenly have awareness of. We're all being guided to our light. We're all being guided to our heavenly notion, our heavenly bliss, our heavenly unified existence. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is.